All right, ready to begin.
Okay, ready? All right, I want to bring to order, this is Thursday, January 18th, the Water Wastewater Committee meeting. Roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken, and let the record reflect that all members are present with the exception of Finance Manager Brightstein, District Engineer Harris, and District Water Engineer Shoeb.
All right, with that, we'll move on to public comments. Currently, there are no public in the room, so we'll close public comments and move forward to the approval of the draft minutes for our meeting on January 4th. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye, the motion passes. Okay, we'll move on to presentations, water and wastewater update.
There are no particular updates, except that we will be talking about wastewater plant number 2. Bernie has some information. When we get to that, we will present it at that time.
All right. Okay, and lead water testing for schools.
I'll turn that over to our water and wastewater manager, Kaney.
Kind of mentioned to you a little bit last night at the board meeting about the requirement. No, I don't know if I did or not. No, so many meetings, so I apologize.
Yeah.
Anyway, there was a state law made in 2016, that our state loves to make a lot of laws, that they were going to send a notice out to the 1,300 public and private schools, and that they would approach the water districts that serve them to test for lead mainly. And this is really based on an offshoot of what happened in Flint, Michigan, with the lead water lines, service lines. So then in the end of 2016, early part of 2017, very few schools reached out to the water districts to have the drinking fountains tested for lead. So now a new law went into place called AB 746, and it now said you water districts, you reach out to the school districts, and you private, not private ones, but just public ones, daycare, facilities who use public land, who are on public land. So like a public school is public land, and some public schools have a daycare on site, some do not. And so you must test their water fountains or any fountains that they utilize for lead. And you must do a multiple samplings, and you, the water district, will pay for that. And that's where that's at the moment. Now there are four school districts in our boundary areas, one private, three public. We've got Old River School, which is off of Bixler. We have Pointed Timber, which is down by, off of Newport. And we have Discovery Bay Elementary. And All My God's Children is a private school, and that's right there next door to Discovery Bay Elementary. They have never approached us about testing their water fountains, and neither have the other three schools. And so now I have put a letter together to go to Deborah Gill, the superintendent of the Byron School District, and I'll put a very similar letter out to the Knightson superintendent, let them know that we plan to do a lead testing. And I have to do this lead testing before January of 2019. And so each test is about $35 to $40, and we have to do at least a minimum of five. So five water fountains that most of the kids would utilize.
On one site?
On one site, correct. And so we would have to do that. Now,
so you had five on one site, so it's five times $40.
Three times. Because I only have three schools in our boundary. The private school.
I'm sorry.
You
had five fountains you got to test at one school.
Yeah.
And I thought the price for one test is
$30. $35 to $40.
Times five.
Times
150
five.
Times three.
Yeah.
Now, as far as the cost goes, I believe that this is a state mandated program. So, you know, the problem is I could ask Rod to look into.
Unfunded mandate.
Yeah, exactly. To go back and look to see if we can capture funds from the state on this, but by the time I get paid, done paying Rod. Exactly.
Well, we, Veolia, you do the lead and copper testing here in town.
and we would provide the bottles and all and bill it cover that cost as it is now.
So we could have, you guys could do that.
It would go through Veolia first.
Alright.
Yeah, because we would mark out, we would set a meeting and have a school, the school may have, let's say, 10 fountains, and we take about 5 of them and we would test them. But we'd be working with Veolia, because Veolia are the ones that have got to take that sampling.
So the cost is covered through our contract.
Now, the only exception here is, and I worry about kids, believe me, is Excelsior Elementary School, which is still part of, most of our students who are in intermediate school go to that school. And I'd say predominantly 90-95% of the kids there come from Discovery Bay. They have their own well. They're not served by any other water district. But they do have old fountain fixtures. And so in essence,
part of the school's been upgraded. It's
yeah,
more
but,
recently constructed.
But the other part's still old, and they have the old water, the old fountains. And if it exceeds 15 parts per billion, then the school, we supply the results back to the school. It's the school's responsibility to let the parents know. And if they let the parents know, hey, this fountain or this school exceeded that lead permit, I mean the lead number, you can imagine how the parents are going to become unglued. But the requirement of the school district is going to be take that fountain offline if it is. More than 15 parts or more.
Well, does it come, how do you, you gotta determine whether it's coming sloughing off of the line supplying the fountain, or is it just the fountain itself?
Well, when you do this testing, it's called the first draw. So you don't run it and then put the bottle underneath to grab it. When you first open it, you're grabbing that water right there. A lot of times, when we're flushing and we're testing for, we have water sampling stations throughout Discovery Bay, we let it run and then we grab a sample. We're looking to see how many parts per billion is in bleach there. And so it's different here on the lead. You gotta grab the first draw and grab that water sample.
And there's an instruction sheet that goes with the sampling procedure.
But we have to do the sampling here and not at the school.
So aren't they a public water system? Because even though they are a well that they're supplying to their school, if they're a public water system, isn't the mandate on them to test themselves?
That part I do not know about.
Let's look into this, but if they're not, we were thinking we would offer the testing to them at their cost, at our cost.
Yeah, the cost would be insignificant if we're going to do all this at the same time anyway. And I agree, I think for the benefit of our residents, we just offer it to them and be done with it.
Yeah, okay.
No, I think as a private well, they have to have a permit from the county.
Yes.
And the county requires that they have testing, with whether they have tests for lead or not, I don't know.
Well, they do the testing from the raw water they're drawing out of the ground, but they're not doing the testing from the fixture faucet.
Unless they're included in this mandate to do it to themselves.
And I don't think they are. And I
and
could
they,
be
they, might, they might be, because they're still providing water to the public. So they're a public water system, so I think
well,
they might be.
I think the easy way is just to approach them when we get it ready to go and say, hey, we'll come do it at no charge for you. And then they're going to say, oh, we already have it taken care of. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, anyway, but I do have to make a letter to both superintendents.
Right.
Are you including All God's Children?
Pardon?
Are you including All God's Children?
No, private schools still are in the mandate to reach out to us. We don't reach out to them. Now, and then part of the school is pre-2010.
What do you mean they're under a mandate? You mean we have no obligation to reach out
That's
to them,
right.
What do you mean? But as a person?
There's still an older law that went into effect 2016. They can reach out to us.
I think it was a courtesy. We just sent them a letter, too.
Yeah. I mean, a courtesy.
Yeah.
Say, hey.
Yeah, because they may not be aware of it anymore. Again, we're not concerned about the technicality. We're concerned about the kids.
That's correct. Yeah,
is Veolia applying this service? Would Veolia be doing this service?
We do the sampling. That's all we do.
Okay.
We get the bottles.
Is there any excess cost to the town?
No.
The only reason why I'm thinking about this is I think we can do it, but may take more formal action in this, because it would be a gift of public funds if we were to do something, you know, like that, and all we would need is probably some kind of board approval or something.
Could be on a consent calendar.
But if he's doing, if they're doing it through Veolia, I don't think there's even need to do that because the company's doing it.
Because we're required every 3 years to sample houses here in Discovery Bay. Every 3 years we have to do land cover samples.
So if you do the testing right there at your office?
No, the way it currently works, we give the resident a bottle that has to be the first, when they get it on. They take the sample, put it on the porch, we pick it up and send it to the lab.
Oh, you send it to the lab, so, okay, I was under the assumption. Yeah, I was under the assumption you had facilities right there.
It's installed.
So that lab, there is a charge for the lab.
Yeah.
But you guys are, you only pay up the cost of that.
We'll facilitate the intent to this committee.
Correct.
Bottom line.
Okay, perfect.
Understood?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. Any other questions?
No, I think you guys got it under control. Okay.
Wait, hold on one second. Is there a charter school over at?
Whose school?
Is there a charter school still over at, Old River?
No, that's a public school, and that's part of the Knightson School District, and they get water from us, and I have to draw water from them.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that we weren't just looking at, well, I guess the only private school we have in town is, it's a facility.
That I'm aware of.
Yeah, right. Okay, sorry.
Okay, with that, we'll go on to item E and, rotation of the chair to the vice chair to the no chair. You are now the chair.
Chair. Cheers.
Carry on.
Okay, item number two.
Update regarding the diffuser. Fortunately, Gregory.
We don't have any, I mean, we, as you, I think we shared with you all last time that we've, have a report from the diver and we have some missing tubes.
Right.
And we sent that data to the firm in Canada that's the engineers who's analyzing this. As far as I know, we have not heard anything back from them yet as it relates to that.
They haven't provided our.
No, and I told them, think out of the box on how we're going to fix this. You know, just throw a lot of things and see what sticks to the wall.
Yeah.
Basically, they're going to repair or replace.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. So there's no update on that, other than that.
That's it. Question,
Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry. Item number three. I know I'm falling down. I'm not quite in the swing yet here. Item number three. E3.
Yeah, discussion regarding wastewater plant two. This item was put on to. This item was put on to in case there was any extended stuff from last night's Stantec.
Okay. Well, no, I think the questions that I was concerned about should be addressed once our engineer goes back and has a discussion.
Yeah.
So here's my perspective on that. If they come back and put together a contract that meets everything that we listed, then we don't need to see the guy again. Why do we need to see the guy again? Do we?
No.
If the contract comes back with these, and they're
proposal.
Really, we weren't asking for a lot, for real minor stuff.
Right.
A set time of training, whether it be 18 or whatever he comes back with, and if it's acceptable, it's acceptable. Those things are very small items.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When it comes time to negotiate SCADA, we'll have that discussion at that time.
Yeah.
I don't think we need to address that again now.
If he doesn't come back with all those items, and he comes back with, let's say, three out of the four,
We can discuss that among the board. We can choose to agree or to accept or not accept his counteroffer.
Well, what my feeling is that Gregory should get a copy of this proposal, get it to the board, or get it, you know, to us.
To Mike.
Whatever,
and
we get to read
it. Evaluate
it. And if it's got all the stuff in there, that at least the ones that I particularly care about, fine, and some of the years, so I don't know, whatever. If he's addressed them all, I agree. He don't need to show up. If he hasn't addressed them all,
and it'll be a very simple vote at that point.
Yeah.
Well,
I
probably should vote for it.
I agree.
After all that discussion,
that's fine. And but if it doesn't have the things that we really want in it, he needs to come so we can action.
He needs to explain what he's willing, what he can and can't do, and why he can't do it.
Yeah, I went online by the way, and I didn't realize Stantec was as big as they are.
Mm-hmm.
22,000 employees.
Yeah.
2.5 $1.7 billion in sales last year.
They started out in, I think, Canada.
Yeah, their home office in Canada. Mm-hmm. I thought, for some reason, I thought this was the guy. And his office was in Sacramento.
No. Yeah.
I went back online and go, holy crowley. So anyway, he's got flexibility.
But he has people to answer to also.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
He was part of Ecologic, the firm.
He came over on the buyout.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay, his firm got absorbed into the Stanton.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all right.
Okay.
Okay, so with that.
I'm okay with that. I don't think the target bands were out of line at all. Does anybody think that what we asked for was out of line?
No.
Nope.
I think we just need to move forward, man. The quicker we can have something on the
board. Oh, it's going to come. This item would be on our
next board agenda.
Your life.
Okay, that's on
February 7th.
Yeah.
Provided I have that document in here.
Because it's going to make your life so much easier on your back end.
I'm actually.
And I don't get really excited about water and wastewater all that often, but I'm pretty excited about getting this OEM manual done because it's way overdue. I really think that this is going to be a major accomplishment for this board.
On top of that, I think it's we're thinking high tech.
Yeah, that's what I had.
And we're, and this is going to go off the subject, but we're moving high tech because we're moving into getting off some ground sheets, going into a tablet to collect our data, which goes straight into our database also. It all ties into that.
Yeah. Just the hard copy manual alone is not effective, data management, because when you go to reach for the thing, it's filled with mud. The sheet, the one sheet that you need is missing or dangling by one hole as it flips around. So it's just not a good way of doing it. It just needs to sit up there and be pristine in an emergency.
The only thing I worry about here, guys, last night when we talked about hosting, where to and how, is I worry about if we need it, if we have a major incident, we are trying to now struggle to get that the plant or the lift stations up and running. We lose, if it was hosted here or hosted there, we lose internet. We're kind of screwed.
You have the hard copy manual.
Yeah, we're going to have to find a way to download it onto something that's either a PDF or something that you can look at. I worry about internet going down, no power, so that means then you can't get across to Stantec's database, and or even here. If the computer was here, you couldn't get it internet-wise.
We could probably address that once we...
But we just need to think about
it. Right.
Keep in mind, that's all.
Okay, boss.
Great. Any future agenda items? Then I was.
What was that you didn't want to tell us about?
That's something that I needed to strategize with Gregory.
May want to adjourn.
Okay.
If there are no future agenda items at this point, we will adjourn to the next regularly scheduled water wastewater meeting, which will be the third Thursday of February. Is that correct?
Yes, February 15th.
Great. And with that, we are adjourned.